A chance to play college football, or at least walk onto the team as a sure-handed wide receiver, is what brought Braden Lusk from Central Kansas to Rolla 20 years ago. Explosives and the opportunity to lead the academic department he once called home are what drew him back to Missouri S&T this semester as the campus's new mining and nuclear engineering department chair.
Fire in the hole!
3, 2, 1.
The 38-year-old Lusk spent a decade at the University of Kentucky after earning his mining engineering doctorate at S&T in 2006. His ability to grow an explosives research center and attract millions in federal funding as Kentucky's director of graduate studies drew the attention of his two-time alma mater.
The one thing that I've always kind of said, even since I left here, was, you know, if this job ever came open, I would be interested in it.
Former mining engineering chairman John Wilson made a habit of recruiting undecided first-year football players and other varsity athletes to his department. The now-retired Texan believes that the teamwork and self-discipline instilled in ball players translates into academic and workplace success in an often unforgiving line of work.
Being in a sports environment, you know, there's a certain amount of discipline, there's team building, there's leadership skills that you sort of develop as you go along. And I saw these as very common in the mining industry. You know, they're like guys who are prepared to roll up their sleeves and get stuck in, accept the challenge.
Lusk decided to pursue explosives research after taking a first-year class taught by S&T explosives expert Paul Worsey. The professor would later become Lusk's graduate school advisor, as well as his co-host on The Detonators. The 2009 Discovery Channel reality TV show provided the pair with a national profile as they shared step-by-step peeks into the process of demolishing bridges, buildings, and other structures. That intrinsic fascination with blowing stuff up has elevated S&T's explosives efforts into one of the school's most visible specialties. Popular Science magazine calls the university's experimental mine one of the coolest college labs. The department is preparing to open a new $2.4 million building at the teaching mine. And enrollment in mining and explosives engineering has more than doubled since Lusk received his doctorate.
It's that shiny thing, right? It's like, oh, hey, we can blow stuff up. That's awesome. I love it. That's sort of a cool thing about what I see in some of the people that teach explosives and do hands-on stuff. Is it's a really good lure for getting those kids excited about other aspects of mining.
Though he comes from a mining background, Lusk is quick to highlight his interest in simultaneously growing S&T's nuclear engineering program.
Each of those has their own identity, and really, we don't want to shy away from those individual identities because that's what drives people wanting to be a part of that. In all those programs, we still produce engineers.
At 38, Lusk is young enough to be mistaken for one of his graduate students. But he takes over a department whose graduates will enter the workplace amid a global and industry turn toward renewable energy and a concurrent increase in federal regulations. Those challenges don't alter his steadfast belief. Well-trained miners will always remain in demand.
Anything that we do that requires materials, you got to mine. So you talk about the regulatory frameworks and going to renewables, and there are all different types of sectors of mining that support those things, and the regulations actually make more of a need for mining engineers because we have to now focus on sustainability and compliance and all these different things. So knowing what those regulations are, knowing the technology that's available to overcome those barriers, it's an important task for mining engineers. So what we need to focus on moving forward is preparing our engineers to be ready for those challenges.
At Missouri University of Science and Technology, I'm Alan Scherzager.